Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Democratic Party nominee for U.S. President Hillary Clinton said Friday she understands not everyone has benefited from the improvement in the U.S. economy since the recession.
I believe we had to recover from the recession that we inherited from the last Republican administration. I love it when Republicans criticize us as though they want everybody to have amnesia and forget that when Barack Obama became president, we were losing 800,000 jobs a month.
Meantime, the Republican Party nominee for president, Donald Trump, also campaigned on Friday.
Look, we're running against a person that was just accused of being negligent and being other things and lying. Lying. How do you lie to the FBI? And I mean, the answer is she lied. How do you lie to the FBI and now you're running for president?
Presidential election will be November the 8th. U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State fighters in Syria has been concentrating their attacks on the city of Manbij near Aleppo, but reports say militants continue to occupy the city's center. Meantime, the U.N. envoy for Syria is urging Russia to let the U.N. take charge of any humanitarian corridors, allowing civilians to escape Aleppo. U.S. military is vehemently rejecting remarks by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that the U.S. military was siding with plotters of the failed military coup in Turkey. Erdogan criticized U.S. general after the general voiced concern about the long-term impact on U.S.-Turkish relations. This is VOA News. United Nations has extended its peacekeeping mission in South Sudan until August 12th, comes amid increasing reports of renewed violence in the country's southern states. Mission of 10,000 troops was unable to intervene in the battles in the capital Juba between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and others who backed the former First Deputy Vice President Riek Machar because both are equipped with heavy weapons. However, thousands of civilians gathered at UN bases in search of a safe refuge during those street battles. Unrest in South Sudan has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced more than 2 million since December of 2013. Some of Afghanistan's most vulnerable citizens, those who have fled their homes due to violence, face even worsening conditions. We get that story now from VOA's Aisha Tanzim and Islamabad.
War and violence has forced many Afghans to flee their homes and move to other parts of the country. An Amnesty International report in May put the figure of internally displaced persons in Afghanistan at 1.2 million. Afghan government developed a national policy to help them, but has been unable to implement it. The United States Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction blamed the lack of implementation on corruption, lack of capacity, but also many provincial governments. However, Syed Hussein Alami Balkhi, the Afghan Minister of Refugees and Returnees, said his government was working hard to help the IDPs despite difficult conditions. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
Pope Francis walked in silence through the Nazi death camp Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland on Friday. More than a million people killed there during World War II. Most of the victims were Jews. The Pope met individually with elderly survivors of the camp. U.S. state of Florida has reporting now four cases of the Zika virus, seemingly not linked to travel. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
One of these four cases involves a woman, and the other three cases involve men. They're all active Zika cases and have not exhibited symptoms to be admitted to the hospital.
Mosquitoes which carry the Zika virus have been found in southern U.S. states such as Florida. Though the virus is relatively mild in most cases, many pregnant women who are infected with Zika give birth to babies with a congenital defect called microcephaly, which causes an abnormally large small head, that is. More than 1,600 such cases have been reported in Brazil, where the outbreak began last year. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Hello again, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of the program, my special guest will be John Hollenbeck, leader of the band The Claudia Quintet. We'll hear their newest release and investigate a style known as chamber jazz. There's a current phrase being used to describe a certain area or subgenre of jazz these days, and that phrase is chamber jazz. It comes from chamber music, a small ensemble making classical music. And it was the esteemed pianist, composer, NEA jazz master, educator, and broadcaster, the late Dr. Billy Taylor, who first coined the phrase, jazz is America's classical music. Well, many people agree with that estimation. Now, it's improvised music, but it was based on the marriage of African rhythms and instrumentation and the blues, along with European 12-tone scale military band instruments and the instrumentation of the classical music orchestra, right out of the mold of Brahms, Beethoven, Mozart, Debussy, etc. Well, some of the great American composers who followed in the footsteps of those great composers include the name Duke Ellington. Here's a fitting way to begin this salute to chamber jazz, if you will, with one of Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra's compositions and presentations. Here's Crescendo in Blue, recorded in 1937. Listen closely and see if you don't hear some classical music overtones in this one as we begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America with the great Duke Ellington. Thank you.
bed by three. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Be careful crossing streets. Don't eat meat. Cut out sweets. You get a pain. And ruin your ba-da-da-ba-ba. When you're on a spree, take good care of yourself. You belong.
Well, a very happy birthday to one of the greatest and most beautiful singers in jazz today, Nina Freelon, 62 years old, on the 28th of July. She was born in 1954, and there's no way she's 62 years old. She still looks like she's 22, so waiter, I'll have whatever Miss Freelon is having. This is Russ Davis, and this is VOA's Jazz America, investigating a style known as chamber jazz. And one of the great purveyors of that music has been, for a number of years now, John Hollenbeck and his group, the Claudia Quintet. We'll hear a cut from their latest release, Super Petite, after we talk to John Hollenbeck here on VOA's Jazz America. Great percussionist, band leader of Claudia Quintet, and the wonderful composer and arranger John Hollenbeck joins us again. Just days ago, I was at the Cornelia Street Cafe, one of those great little down-under places in New York that folks all around the world and all around the country should come to and walk down those steps and hear some great New York music. Every one of us just walked out of there saying, what a wonderful sound that this music was, and what good, how easy it was to take in, though the playing was really aggressive. So, mission accomplished. Congratulations. The instrumentation does make it totally unique. You don't hear the clarinet that often. Drew Gress, the bassist, is just one of the masters. He, of course, a great solo artist in his own right, too, a real adventurer. And the vibes played with a bow and electronics. I mean, the accordion. And another thing we said too, John, this is not just because you're in my presence right now. We all turned to one another after the show and said, every note the drummer played was meaningful. That was the feeling we got. Mm. That there wasn't any wasted anything in this show. I've just said that, some thoughts about our estimation of what we heard from Claudia Quintet.
Well, we've been playing together. Now we're on our 15th year. So that helps a lot. We really know each other. They understand what it is I'm trying to do, and that there's no replacement for that. They are all great composers. They all have their own bands, so they bring that experience and energy to the group. Matt Moran is an incredible vibraphonist. He's doing things that no one else does on the vibraphone. He has his own specially built vibrato system. He's just always trying to use the right sound, so he'll change his mallets, and like you said, he uses bows, and he uses little handheld electronic things to just get different sounds. And we're very much alike in that way, in the exploration of sound, and also we're both, you know, basically playing percussion instruments. So he's kind of, you know, I feel it's really nice to have him in that group, because there's always someone who I can really directly relate to. As you said, Drew Gress, incredible bass player, incredible sound, incredible feel. He's a composer, so all that stuff is really important. Until recently, Ted Reichman from the Refuseniks was the accordion player. He's moved to Boston, and he has a young child, so he can't really go on the road with us anymore. So we found a great replacement, Red Waringa, and he plays piano and accordion. Mm. He actually went to Eastman, the same school as I did, later. But he's just, it's maybe not so hard for him, because the group has a real strong personality, but he's really fit in, or he's right in there. He knows exactly what to do, and I barely say anything to him. I just give him the music, and we play it, and he's great. So the clarinet player, he plays clarinet and tenor saxophone, Chris Speed. He has a remarkable sound, especially on the clarinet, that I don't know anyone that has that sound. And he has a great way of blending with the other instruments. He really, sometimes I write the music in a way so that sometimes you can't really tell who's playing what. So it gets into starting to sound like a hyper instrument. It becomes its own instrument when you blend them in that way.
have some chamber jazz for the 21st century at its highest level. From the new album Super Petite, that's the Claudia Quintet with John Hollenbeck and the song entitled Peterborough. I mentioned earlier that the phrase America's classical music came from Dr. Billy Taylor. Well, let's hear a taste of what he offered the world before his passing. Recorded live at the International Association for Jazz Education Conference in New York City in 2001, here's Dr. Billy Taylor from his 1994 release, It's a Matter of Pride, with the song Looking Up on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Lots of different musical forces came together to create jazz in the United States of America, but we'll go along with Dr. Billy Taylor and his estimation that jazz is America's classical music. Every nation has its own folk music and its own high art, and I suppose jazz is a little bit of both. Thank you, Dr. Billy Taylor, for all of your wonderful music. Hope you enjoyed hearing his song, Looking Up. I've got more examples of chamber jazz coming up in this edition of Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received from longtime Jazz America listener, Ray Ondoro from Nairobi, Kenya, who wrote to me, "Hi, Russ. It's been some time while since I last got in touch. Hope you're doing fine as always. Please keep on giving us that good music by those masters of the good vibe that is jazz. Please play for me and your fans, listening pleasure, this Sunday, Any Piece by Spyro Gyra. God bless, sir. Ray Ondoro, Nairobi, Kenya." Well, Ray, I would be very happy to raise the spirits of everyone listening to Jazz America right now with music from one of your favorite groups, Spyro Gyra. Here's their song, Swing Street, from the album Point of View, to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America.
hearts beat like castanets, and forever we'll know their meaning.
I can recall my desire every reverie is on fire, and I get a picture of all my yesterdays. Yesterday I can say I get a kick every time they play a stain of yeah.
Korea's wonderful composition, Spain, has been recorded many times, not only by Chick, but by many others, including a vocal version. There is the Manhattan Transfer from their wonderful album, The Chick Corea Songbook, with their vocal version of Spain. Certainly a wonderful piece that blends classical music and modern jazz. We'll hear a little bit of Chick Corea later on, because certainly he's been part of the chamber jazz movement with lots of his music over the years. But right now, let's return to our conversation with John Hollenbeck, the leader of one of the main purveyors of chamber jazz for the last 15 plus years, the Claudia Quintet. We'll hear a cut from their new release, Super Petite, after we find out about the name, the Claudia Quintet, from John Hollenbeck here on VOA's Jazz America.
First off, who is Claudia? And if she's an old girlfriend, didn't it alienate a lot of other old girlfriends when you named the band Claudia Quintet?
She's not an old girlfriend. It is a real person. Where I kind of ended up finding my voice was with a band called The Refuseniks. We had a steady gig down in Alt.Coffee, Coffee, which was an internet cafe down in East Village in New York City. And we had a gig every Monday night. It was a trio with Ted Reichman and Ruben Radding. And one night, this young woman named Claudia came, and we spoke to her, and she was very enthusiastic and said she was going to come back and bring her friends, and she said a lot of nice things. And as we were going back to play, Ruben Radding, the wise man, said she's never coming back. And I said, no, she totally said she's coming back. She's going to be here next week. She's going to bring her friends. Of course, she never came back. And she turned into a little myth, kind of our inside joke about Claudia. After a couple, about a year of that band, Ruben actually quit music for a while. And that's where I really wanted to continue playing with Ted. And I thought about my own band. And so naming it the Claudia Quintet seemed as a nice homage to Ruben, and also to have a band with a woman's name was a way to kind of keep that type of energy alive, which is hard to do in a group of five men. And the jazz scene in particular is kind of male oriented, so I thought that was kind of a nice way to kind of keep that out there. And the band, actually, because of the instrumentation, has a feminine quality to it. The accordion, clarinet, especially with the vibraphone, it has like a soft sound. So even when we're playing kind of aggressively, it still has some sort of a soft quality to it.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Claudia Quintet from Super Petite and the song If You Seek a Fox. And here's a classic piece of chamber jazz, Charlie Parker with Strings, the song Easy to Love on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Chick Corea, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Denver Jazz from Chick Corea and Gary Burton from their album Hot House, Mozart Goes Dancing. More Chamber Jazz next hour on Jazz America.